Kerbos and Hope, all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Samech. And we're here on Nun Testament Beis at the Mishnah. We have our first taste of Haggadah in quite a while, but that's on the bottom of Amud Aleph and on Amud Beis. So right now, we're holding by the Mishnah. We are switching gears a little bit. We were talking about all the other different types of damages. Now we're finally getting really to Eish. Right? We mentioned it throughout the Mesechta here and there, but this is the Mishnah that perhaps we've been quoting beforehand a couple of times already, at least right in the Mesechta. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hashalech is a Be'er of Yadcher Shut of a Katan Potter, or Potter B'din Adam, V'chai B'din Eshemayim. Right? If you send a Be'er, obviously we're going to see exactly what that is, but let's just say it's a fire, right? Pasha says it's a fire, Gemara will explain exactly, right, Machokas, what exactly that is. If you send fire with a Cher Shut of a Katan, again, they do not have Halachic Das, so you're going to be Potter B'din Adam, you're going to be Potter in V'chai B'din Eshemayim, right? You definitely got to do tshuva for that. Shalach be'er pikeach, if you send it with, hand over a torch to a normal human being, so pikeach chayav, right? Obviously, right, that second guy is chayav, right? Because there's no inshlech dvar avera, right? Again, we're not going to attribute your giving him the flame if he's fully adequate and within his wits, so he's going to be chayav. Echad hevius or echad hevius eitzim. If one guy had a fire there, then the second guy. That's how it should be understood. A second guy brought wood, so then Hamevi say it's him chayiv, right? Obviously, the second guy is going to be chayiv because he brought the wood, right? The fire is not going to spread or really catch, right, without the wood. Echad hevi say itzim, echad hevi say or. If it's the opposite, and the second guy brought the fire, so then Hamevi say or chayiv, then the second guy is going to be chayiv, obviously, because, the wood's not going to turn into fire by itself. But achar veliba, if now a third guy comes and kind of fans the fire so that it goes elsewhere to someone else's chotzer, so then, Hamalab Chayev, if then the guy who fanned it, right, he's going to be Chayev. Lipsa Ruach, but if the wind blew it, so then Kulam Petunin, then everybody is going to be Potter. And obviously, Tosus already points out over here, and the Gemara is going to assume that we're talking about a Ruach Mitzuya, a regular, normally found wind. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishmei Chizkiya, Rish Lakish has the name Chizkiya, Lo Shanu El Shemasar Lo Gecheles Veliba. I mean, when we said that you give a Chereshut of a Kotter, right, he's going to be Potter. That's if you gave him a coal and he turned it right into a flame. He fanned it into a flame. But if you literally gave him a torch, so then or fire, so then you're going to be chayev. My time. And why is that? Because myself, kagar malo. Because right, it's good. It's your action, right, that caused right the damage. You literally gave a coal needs some sort of work that the chayeshot of a katan has to do. A fire is going to burn something, right? If you hand it to him, so he's going to. Right, that's, you blew it. Not blew, it's probably a bad choice of words, but you gave it to him, right, and he's obviously going to damage with that. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, filu masra lo shel heves, Potter. Even if you gave him the flame, the fire, you're going to be Potter. My time, why is that? Sof to the cheresh garma, though, again, we had this phrase before, it's the fact that the cheresh is holding the thing, the fact that he is holding it in his hand, but he is the one, right, who actually did the damages, then you'll have the Pesach of the Mishnah that you potter bide adam b'chayev, right, bide shemayim. V'lo b'chayev achim shalo gavsa salta, right, ushraga, right, until you literally give him all the things you need, right, the flame, the chips, the wood chips, etc. Tahu vaday maisa didei garmu, because if you literally give him all the ingredients, as it were, so then obviously, right, you're the one who caused the damage. Okay. Shalach b'yad b'kech, right, again, we said if you give it to the b'kech, right, to the b'kech chayev, the b'kech is going to be chayev, right, really this is the next part is going to go on. The v'chule is that if a guy blows it, fans it, so he's going to be chayev, so the Gemara is going to point out, we said use the word liba in the Mishnah, so it could be liba or niba, right? Apparently there were two gear so's in the Mishnah, and we're going to say that both of them are legit. It's like mind the tani liba lo mishtabesh, or mind the tani niba lo mishtabesh, right? Either one, liba or niba, those are adequate words to describe fanning a flame. Mind the tani liba, the one who says liba lo mishtabesh, it didn't make a mistake. The pasuk says balabas eish, right? With the flanning of the fire. Mind the tani niba lo mishtabesh, and if you said niba, that's fine too. The chliv bore niv swasayim. Nivs v'sayim literally means the speech, but again, that's obviously if you blow with your mouth, right, that's obviously it's fanning the flame, and that could be what we're talking about over here. Libso ruach kulam b'turin. If the wind blows, everybody is going to be potter. Liba v'libso haruach. Let's say both of them, right? You fan the fire, and the wind also, right, fan the fire. So then, im yesh b'libuyov. Kedelo Bosa, if in, you're fanning the fire, well, you know, you're using the naf-naf, right, for those Israelis in the audience, right? If you're fanning the fire, if that was enough to spread it, so then you're going to be chayav imla. But if not, pater, then you're going to be pater. The Gemara says, "Amai, why is that?" Right? The havi kizora veruach misayato. It should be like the malach on Shabbos called zora, which is, I guess it is translated in all the books as winnowing. I don't know what winnowing is, but I know what Zora is. Zora, the Gemara explains, basically, you know, in Shabbos and describes that you kind of throw the grain up, and the wind catches it and separates the chaff. I think that's one of the words that they use, right, from the grain. Basically, there's a grain and there's a husk, or that's another word that they use, right, a shell or something sort of. I don't know. I've never really done this before. Really analyzed actual wheat kernels, you know, in the stalk. But basically, there's what I understand is that there's a wheat kernel that's heavier, and then there's the other stuff that's lighter. Basically, throw it up into the air, right, and the wind kind of you know, divides, blows away the light stuff. So you're going to be chayv. What's that case? That's a case where you are throwing it up into the air, and the air is doing, right, the work. Right here, we're saying, right, again, if there's not enough in your libuy, in your, you know, fanning the flame to burn it, right, you're going to be putter. Right? Why is that not different? Why is that different than Zoran Shabbos? On Zoran Shabbos, so you're just throwing it up in the air. That's not going to get rid of, right, the stuff from the grain. It's the wind that separates those two. So your action by Zora also is not enough to do the action. So why is that different over here? Over here, we're saying you have to have done enough to fan the flames and get it elsewhere, right, for you to be chayav. So Amar Abaye said, we're going to have four different answers. Amar Abaye says, Hachmai skin in cases, yeah, in Echanamik, you're going to leave a mitzalacha, v'libasu aruach mitzalacha. You're right, the wind is not helping you, it's going against you. Right, so then it depends, right, on your action. Rava Amar Rava said, you're going to leave a beruach mitzuya, right, that you fanned it with a ruach mitzuya, v'libasu haruach beruach she'ena mitzuya. Then the wind came, a ruach she'ena mitzuya, an uncommon wind, came and blew it much harder. So if your action, right, if you blew it hard enough to fan it, then fine. If you didn't blow it hard enough, so then we're not going to make you chayav for ruach she'ena mitzuya, because that's already an onus. That's really something that's not necessarily common. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Rabbi Zeira says, kegon ditzamra tzimurei. Rabbi Zeira says that you're just kind of warming yourself. You're not really blowing on the fire. So in that case, right, unless you, and only if you blew really hard and you had enough to blow it, so then you're going to be chayv. But otherwise, it's really the wind doing all the work. So therefore, that's not like Zora at all. And finally, maybe the most, you know, Yisoda's dick type answer, which we kind of, you know, I guess naturally gravitate to. So Ravashi Omer, Ravashi says, can we on Zora have a rook with Hayato? When do we say that Zora, right, the Melech of Zora, you're going to be chayv, and the wind is helping him, so immediately leaning Shabbos. That's only by Shabbos, right? Shabbos and damages are different. Right? The Malachas Machshavos, as Rator is on Shabbos, right? We do a Malachas Machshavos and a Chashav Malacha, a Malacha that is you intended to do something, right? So then on Shabbos, Malachas Machshavos, that was your intention. Shai the Chora, you're going to be a Chayev. But here, by Nezikin, Grama Ba'almahu, right? That's just Grama, right? Just an indirect act. And the grama of Nezikin Potter, and an indirect act by Nezikin, right, you're going to be Potter. Now, interestingly enough, the assumption here is that grama b'Shabbos will be chayv. Right? So that is not so Potter, right? Usually, very, very often, we'll say grama b'Shabbos is chayv. Okay, but that's obviously, you know, for a much bigger discussion. But okay, right, that's what the Gemara says. It's different. You can't compare Shabbos, right, and Nezikin. Okay, says the Mishnah. Shalach zebeir v'achla eitzim ha'avanim ha'afar. If the fire burned any of these types of things, right, wood, rocks, dirt, so you're going to be chayev. Shneimer pasuk says kisei te eish matzah kotem v'necha gadish v'akama sade shalem shalem ha'maver sebeira. And the pasuk gives all these examples, right, of things you're going to be chayev for if the fire burns it, right? There's thorns, there's grain, there's a pile of grain, the field itself, that's afar, right, that's dirt. So you're going to be chayev for all those types of things. That's the Mishnah, right, basically working off of the pasuk. Amar Rav, Rav says, Lama li dekas of Rahmana kotzim gadish kama v'sada. What do you need all four examples for? It's Gemara says, it's really, right, we need all of them. Dekas of Rahmana kotzim, if you only have thorns, hanem mili kotzim hu demi chayev Rahmana mishim deshkiach eitz kavayu. You might have thought that since people usually use thorns for firewood and fire is always there, so therefore you're going to be chayv in that case if the fire burns through thorns because you were poshea, you were negligent. But a pile of grain, Wait, the lo shchiach eish kabayu, usually you try not to have fire near a haystack. The lo shchiach tapasha, and it's not common that a person would be poshea. Say, malo, you might have thought you'd not be chayiv. Because of rechmana gadish, and if the Torah would have said a stack of grain again, mechayev hamamina gadish chayev rechmana mishum dehefsim ruba. Well, that's a lot of loss, right? The whole pile of grain, right, piled up high in the silo. If you burn that whole thing, you're going to be chayev, right? Who aval kotzim? But kotzim is thorns, right? Hefsid muad. What do thorns cost? It's not a lot of money. So you might have thought, imalo, maybe you're not chayev for your fire to burn that. So kama lamali. So why does it say a kama? Kama is like the standing grain, right? If you imagine like a bale of hay or something. So Gemara says ma kama begilui af kol begilui. So just like the standing grain is open and out of the open, so too you're only going to be chayav for anything that's out in the open. But if it's tamun, if it's hidden, right, then you're going to be potter. Rabbi Yehuda mechayav aniski tamun be'esh kama lamali. Kon Rabbi Yehuda says that you are a chayav for tamun by esh. So why does it say kama? Because you're chayav for both of them, right? It can't be to say you're only chayav for things that are out in the open. So the rabbis call balei kama to include anything that has standing. What does that mean? So Rashi says af balei chayim ve'ilanos, right? Even animals and trees, right? Again, you might have thought it's just the fields, but animals and trees, you're not going to be chayav. So to kamash malan that pasuk says that you are. For rabbanon, the rabbis call balei kama mina lehu. So where did the rabbanon learn that from? Nafka lehu may oha kama. They learn from the fact that it says oh, right? That will teach me that that also standing things like animals and people and trees, etc. Rabbi Yehuda omei ba'alei lechalek. Rabbi Yehuda says the word o it comes to split, meaning that you don't need to burn all of them to be chayev. All those examples in the pasuk, what is it? Just gadish kama hasada. You don't have to burn all of them, just one of them. Rabbanan lechalek min alehu. So how does the rabbanan know that you only have to be you're going to be chayev if you only burn one of them? Nafguluhu may o hasada. Well, we have an extra o hasada at the end. For Rabbi Yehuda, I did because of rechmana o kama because of o hasada. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda just says the Lashon is trying to be parallel and consistent. So he doesn't learn anything from that at all. Sada lamali, why does he have to mention the field? Le'suye licha nirov sikscha avonav. Again, we had this before, right, to include, right, if the fire burned the actual field itself, right, the ground, right, or the stones. I have lichta chumana sada v'lo b'ay hanach. So why does the Torah just say, if it burns a field, you don't need everything else? So Tzricha, the Gemara says, you still need that. Dikaz rechumana sada, if you would have just said that you burn the sada havamina mashu b'sada in, that you're only going to be chayav for anything that's in a field, right, and not for anything else. Therefore, kamash malan, right. Therefore, it's including, right. There's animals, produce, trees, etc., etc. Amar Rishon Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Now we get to today's Agarata, which kind of hits a little different, right, when you're dealing with a situation like we are nowadays. Mitzvah Shema should be zocha through our limud Torah, right, to improve the situation, right? The shepera matzav, as they say over here. So, I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan, right? Sorry, I probably should say at the beginning. I'm Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Ein paramnas bala olam ela bizman she rishayim ba olam. Right? Bad things come to the world because rishayim are in the world. Veina matchelas doesn't start ela min hatzadikim. Right? Tchila. It only starts from the tzadikim. I mean, it comes because of the rishayim, but it starts with the tzadikim. She never has a pasuk says ki sitei eishim atzak koma kotim. Right, when fire goes out, right, finds kotzim, finds thorns. Emosai esh yotze, right, when does a fire go out? Yotza, right, bizman sha kotzim mitzuyim lo. When you have thorns, right, thorns are comparable to rishayim. Ve'enem matchalas ele min ha-tzadikim, it only starts from the tzadikim. Tchilo, how do you know? Shnei ma'pasuk says, v'nechol godish. That the godish, the standing grain, will be eaten, right, the pile of grain will be eaten. V'achol godish v'lkomer, ele v'nechol godish, shnechol godish, kfar. Sorry, the other way around. That it was eaten already. Right, not the godish, meaning which is the standing grain, meaning that is already the one that had been burned already. And that's i.e. the tzadikim. Right, by the time you're going to burn down the kotzim, right, the tzadikim have already been burned down at the beginning. Tani Rav Yosef. Not sure why it says Tani with an aleph, but okay, very interesting. Rav Yosef says, "My dechtiv." What does it mean? The pasuk says, "Vatem lo seitzum ishmi pesach beisoad boker." Right, pasuk by we'll get the parshas bo, basically by Makas Bechoros, where it said, "Everybody stay inside." Right, put that blood on your door. Don't go outside. Why couldn't the Jews go outside? As the Gemara says, "Kevin shenita and rishus lamashkes." Again, this is popular Pesach Torah. When the rishus is given to the mashkes, and again, this is also hits very different when you're in the middle of a bad situation. But when the reshus, when permission is given to the mashkes, to the destroyer, to the whatever you call it, the angel or the malachim avos or however you want to call that, right? Eino mavkin ben tzadikim l'rishayim. It doesn't differentiate between tzadikim and rishayim. V'lo od, not only that, elish matchil min tzadikim tchilo. But it starts from the tzadikim. Shneim as pasuk says, bechartim imchot tzadik v'rasha. Right? Tzadik v'rasha bechi. Okay. I'm sorry, I was right the first time. Bachi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef cried. He said, Kuli hai nami la'ayin domen. Right? Is the tzadikim la'ayin domen, domeh, right? Domen. Are they compared la'ayin to nothing? Meaning tzadikim are just nothing, right? Meaning the Rishayim are doing averos, and the tzadikim get the blame. So Amar Le'e Abaye, Abaye says, no, tibuza hu l'gabayu. No, it's better for the tzadikim. Tichsev, k'sapazik says, kimi p'nei hara, nesef atzadik. We don't want, because the evil, the tzaddik will be gathered, meaning that so he doesn't live to see the poronos. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav. Le'olam ikanes adam b'chitov v'yetze b'chitov. A person should always go in when it's kitov and leave when it's kitov. Rashi says, what do you mean kitov? Right? Be'od chama zorachas. When a person is, when the sun is out. Right? A person should travel. Right, when the sun is out, right? Again, Kitov, right? That's when the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem, or Kitov. It's a reference to daytime. Right? A person should always go in when it's light, and he should leave when it's light, meaning just travel, right, at daytime. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, Vatan Lot Seitzu, Ishmi Pesach, Vayaseo Ad Boker. Again, it says, you know, don't leave your house right until morning. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Dever Ba'ir, and this is a Gemara that was oft quoted during Corona. If there is a plague, so Kanis Raglecha, right? Literally means take your feet inside, right? But meaning, you know, gather your feet, right? Meaning go inside, stay inside. Shneimar pasuk says, "Vatem lo sitzu ish mepesach b'zohar boser ad boker." Ve'omer, it also says, "Leich ani bo b'chadrecha v'sgor d'alasecha b'adecha." Right, go into your room, close the door, etc. Ve'omer, and the pasuk says, "Michutz shakol cherev mechadarim ema." Right, that the sword, right, is on the outside. Michutz, right, michutz shakol cherev, right, the sword, etc. My ve'omer, why do you need all these other pesukim? Gemara says, "V'chitim hani mili b'leila alva b'yamam alo," because maybe you'll say, "What did the first pasuk say?" First pasuk says, "Don't leave your house until the morning," right? Maybe you thought that the whole danger is at night, but during the day, right, you can stay, you can leave. Tashma, therefore, the pasuk says, "Leichami bo b'chaderecha skor d'lasecha," right, stay home. V'chi tema, and if you'll tell me, "Hani mili heichad aleka ima migavai, abal heichad iga ima migavai, ki nafik Yosef beni inshi d'tzavtza be'alma tfei mali," right, if you'll tell me that maybe there's nothing going on inside your house, but if there's something going on inside your house, you might as well be outside, right, for people, right, to hang out with people, right, tzavta is a tzavet, right, beni inshi, better to be amongst people, so therefore tashma, that's not true. Meaning that on the outside there's a sword, and the inside the people are ema, are afraid. Right? Even though inside you're still scared, right? But don't go outside because outside there is a sword. Fine. Rava be'idan ritcha have sachar kane kave. Rava would close the windows that when you know there was a plague, when things were bad. Because the death has come through our windows. Tan Rabbanan, Brisa says, Rav Ba'ir, if there's a famine, right, Pazer Raglecha, as opposed to Kanesh Raglecha, which means pull yourself into your house, right, Pazer literally means to spread out, but, right, so it means to go away, meaning get out of there, get out of the place where there's a famine. Shneimar Pazuk says, right, Ba'avram, right, Ba'ir Rav Ba'ir, Ba'ir Avram, Mitzrayim Alagursham. Fine. The Omer also says, "Imamarnu navo ha'ir v'harav ba'ir v'mas nusham." Again, if a person says, right, that's the story of the Metzoraim, right? They said they were outside the city, right? Because obviously a Metzora has to be outside the city. They're like, what are we going to do? If we go inside the city, we're going to die, so let's stay outside. Right, and they say we should go to visit Aram, etc. Right, don't go into the city where there's a famine. Ma'iv Omer, why do you need that extra pasuk? V'chitem ha'ani mili heichad ha'leka suffering nefashos of heichad ha'leka suffering nefashos lo. Maybe you might have thought that maybe if there's no suffering nefashos, maybe you should leave if there's no threat to your life. But if there is a threat to your life, right, you should stick around. Meaning, in Mitzrayim was suffering nefashos, right? Dini nefashos, right? People were. Right, Avram had a chashash, right? That maybe it would be pikoch nefesh, right? So maybe if you tell me that maybe if there's no threat, like you're going to a neutral place, maybe you should stay and not go, or other way around, rather. No, that's not true. Yeah, so that's interesting. I guess in Mitzrayim, I'm not sure why I thought that. Okay, either way, I mean, the Havamina is if you tell me that when you should leave if there's no suffix. I guess there was no suffix to his life in Mitzrayim, but there was. Okay, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. So, but the Gemara is saying is that, again, the first pasuk says that Avram went down. The second pasuk says if there's a city, or the famine in the city, don't go there. So why do you need the second pasuk? Because if you'll tell me that it's only shayach, right, if there's no sakanas nefashos, that you can leave, right? But if there is sakanas nefashos, you should stay. Tashma, therefore, the pasuk says, "Dechul niplu al machane aram," right? Im yachanu nichne, right? So let's go right, to the aram, right? If they let us live, right, fine. And then you are allowed to go to a place where there's suffering nefashos, because aram, right? They weren't sure if aram was going to let them live or not. Okay, Tanar banan lenden b'risa. Dever Ba'ir, again, if there's a plague going on in the city, Al Yalech Adam Be'emtsa HaDerech Mepeshe Malach HaMavis Mehalech Be'emtsa HaDrachim. Don't walk in the middle of the road, because that's where the Malach HaMavis is. Tkem Diyavei Le'Rishusa Maski Le'Hedja. Since the Malach HaMavis has Rishus, so he has permission, right? He just walks around, right, saunters around in the middle of the street. Shalom Ba'ir, if there's peace, as opposed to a famine, or opposed to war, or whatever, Al Yalech Betzidei Derechim, right, don't walk on the sides of the roads, because the Chayvin, the lesser Rishus, because the Malach HaMavis has no Rishus, has no permission to do what he likes to do, then Mechavi Chavuvi Maske, right, then he's hiding already on the sides, so right, be careful, right, on the sides of the Rishus Rabbim, or on the sides of the city. Right. If there's a plague, don't go alone to shul. Shemal Chamavis Mafkid is Shem Kalev. Not sure exactly what that means, but it literally means that the Malach Chamavis leaves his utensils, his kalim there. And that's only if the people are not learning, right? If little kids are not learning, and or if there is no minion, right? That's if you're by yourself. But if there is, so then you can go in. Klavim bochim, if the dogs are crying, so that Malach HaMavis bava yir, the Malach HaMavis is coming. Klavim mesachkim, if the dogs are dancing, so then Eliyahu Navi, or playing rather, is probably more accurate. Eliyahu Navi bava yir, Eliyahu Navi is coming. Vanimili doles behuna keva, right? That's obviously if there's no female, right? If there's no female to impress, right? Then it's probably about that. Yosef Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kamei, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Ami and Ravasi were learning by Rav Yisrael Nafra, Amar Amarle, Lemala Mar Shmaitza, Omar Amarle, Lema Mar Agadata. And they were arguing what they should learn. Should it be Shmaitza, Halacha, or Agadata? A nice story, a little bit of Musr. Pasuk Lemimar Agadata, right? So Rav Yisrael Nafra started to say Agadata, Velo Shavik Mar, but he wouldn't let him. Pasuk Lemimar, meaning that the students wouldn't let him. Pasuk Lemimar Shmaitza, Velo Shavik Mar. One is, okay, so he said, okay, I'll say Halacha, and they wouldn't let him. Amar Lemi said, Em Sholachem Mashal. I'll give you a story, I'll give you a parable, Mashal. What's it similar to? La'adam sheish l'shtei nashim. Guy has two wives. Echad yalda ve'echad zekena. One is older, one is younger, one is older. Yalda malakas lo levanos, and zekena malakas es lo shchoros. The younger one pulls out his white hairs so that he looks younger. The older one pulls out his black hairs so that he looks older. V'nim zekereach mekan v'mekan. In the end, he's completely bald. So I'm like, I mean, you're not letting me do anything. Right? You're not letting me teach this or that. Like, you pick one of them. So I'm like, Yitzchak Nafka, though, right? He was a smart one. He said, I'll say something for both of you. I'll say something with Agadata and something with Halacha. And he quoted, sure enough, our pasuk, ki seite eish me umatzakotzim, right? If fire goes out and burns thorns, right? Teitzei me atzma, right? Teitzei, if it goes out, implying that it went on its own. Shapa, problem is, pasuk says, shalem shalem hamavir sabera, the one who made the fire has to pay. That implies that someone actually lit the fire. So, how do you know what's going on over here? So, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, alay l'shalem sabera sheivarti. Kosh Baruch Hu, right? Very, a lot of nechama on this pasuk. In this Gemara, that Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to pay for the fire that I burned. Ani atzisi eish b'tzion. I burned a fire in Eretz Yisrael. Shnei Amos Pasuk says, Vayatzes eish b'tzion v'tochol yosodos. Right? It burned up. It ate. It's yosodos. It's a foundation of a building, right? Okay. Vani atid livnos ba'esh, and eventually Hashem said, promises he will build it again with fire. Shnei Amos Pasuk says, Vani ahiyah la chomas esh saviv, v'luchavod ahiyah b'zocha. Right? I'm going to be a fire, right? Fire all around, right? For honor, right? Inside of it. Okay. Shmaitza, but now what's the halacha? Pasuk hakazer b'niske mamon, v'siyim b'niske gufo. Right? That pasuk, right, starts with Niske Mamon, again, Ish Yotzah, again, that seems to imply that fire went out on his own, i.e., he had a fire in his backyard, and then it went out and burned somebody else. And then it talks about Niske Gufo, right? Then it seems to say that the guy, right, Hamavir Sebera, the guy who burned the fire, the guy who lit the fire, he has to pay. Right, he has the thing. He's the guy in charge over there. He has set the fire. That's the person doing damage, right? By doing an action with his body. To kind of weigh in on that machlokas was right. Is eisho mishum chetzio? Is eisho mishum amono? Right? Do we say that fire is because of his own koach, because of his arrows? Is it because of his property? Okay, so the Gemara says right. This is Rabbi Nissan Nafka weighing in on that, saying that eisho mishum chetzio. Chitzov and the fire. That's how he would hold. All right, we'll stop by the two dots. We'll get into the story about David tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.